Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein. No, they're not related. They're just good friends. It's Tony and Gary.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back again. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. You forgot what this was called.
No, I didn't.
You, for one split second, you didn't know it was a podcast. What did think it was? An astronaut mission?
I almost said broadcast.
All right.
I can't believe you picked that up.
Well, I can pick it up. I'm looking to nail you everything that comes out of your mouth. What are you talking about?
That was the most imperceptible pause, I think, ever, and you pick that up.
If I can find a flaw, I go for it. What are you talking about?
That is true. That is true. We are happy to have you with us for episode 8, I think it is, of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
People didn't know we'd get past 1, did they?
No.
Not really.
No. I didn't know we'd get past 1.
I hoped. I prayed.
But I'm very happy that we did. We thank you for listening. Glad to have you on board. We are absolutely positive. Thrilled this week to have sitting in, running the board, producing the show. No, not Oscar Santana, who is away today, but the lovely, the talented Rob Spiewak.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's emphasize the loveliness. I don't think I get that enough.
This is great.
Well, I am so pleased to be here. You know, Tony and I, we've actually hung out in social situations before, but I've met Gary, but this is the first time we've ever done a show together. So I myself am very excited and honored you'd ask me in. So thank you, fellas.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad you're here and don't speak anymore.
No, that's it. Microphone turning off.
No. I want you to speak.
Yeah, I do too.
We are, you know, as a longtime fan of the Mike O'Mara show and before that, the Donna Mike show, and you know, we have had the opportunity to work together on a number of occasions and socialize as well. I am very happy to have you here.
Well, this is very cool. This is fun. I've listened to every episode.
Oh, that's great.
And I mentioned to you guys before the show, I find myself trying to participate with the show in my car. And, you know, it's going to eventually probably have me committed. But until then, it's lots of fun to pretend I'm sort of third mic.
People watching you would be wondering, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're glad you're actually here and you can participate.
We shall see if that changes.
Right, yeah. No slight against Oscar. Oscar's tied up. I believe he's at a wedding.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not his, though.
No, it is not.
No.
He could be a bigamist.
Wouldn't that be amazing? He's not married.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he's not married. No.
I thought he was married. No. See, I don't know that much about him because I don't really care.
Yeah, but he lives in sin with a young lady.
Yes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And it is serious, so, you know.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, I've assumed
they're together, but you don't know if it's serious.
If you're living with someone, that's pretty serious.
You could be living in separate rooms.
Yes.
It's a small place.
Also, as always, our lovely and talented intern, Booker, et cetera, et cetera, Rob Ford Jr. is here.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you, Rob?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good.
I think it's safe to say that this show could not exist without Rob Ford Jr., and I'm not trying to be cloying.
it could exist, but it would not be as much fun. It would not be as entertaining, and it would not have the elements that Rob brings to it.
Let's cut right to it. It would not be the spectacular hit that it is right now.
I think really you can't underestimate his importance, as he is the one with the key to the building.
Yeah. and the men's room.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Absolutely
very
important.
Very kind. Thank you.
I want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening and all the wonderful comments on Facebook and Twitter and every place else regarding our last show with Charlie Gibson, which was just... We're so glad when we did the show, it was hard to, you know, not talk about it because, you know, you don't want to talk about it until it's available for people to listen to. And it was kind of hard to sit on it. But I'm so glad people have had the opportunity to hear it now, to hear Charlie's voice again, which I loved hearing.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And to hear him well, healthy, as smart, quick-witted as ever. Really, really great.
He did not cut us a break, so he fit right in.
I was shocked at how funny he is.
He's hysterical.
See, that's absolutely true. We talked about that at the very end. Maybe he was already off. Mm-hmm. People don't know that guy who was a, he was a neutral newscaster at his best. And I don't think anybody knew how funny he was, which is why I started talking about what it was like in the makeup room.
Yeah.
He was killing us. And did you notice at the beginning, he wasn't giving us anything. He was making us die. And he knew it. He loved it.
Yeah. I got the feeling about 90 seconds in, he wasn't sure if he was going to stay with it.
Right.
Yes.
And then
right.
he said, then he committed. He said, okay, we can do this.
Yes,
we can
that's
do
absolutely
it. Was,
right.
It was a fascinating interview and so much fun to see a different side of that guy.
Absolutely.
That we all thought we knew.
Absolutely.
And yet we did not.
And we saw that every morning.
Very
we
lucky
knew
of you,
that,
yeah.
And we knew that the audience didn't get that because he's not there to do that job.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah. So I'm thrilled that we had him on, and I'm especially thrilled to read all the comments and everything. And you know, I'll have to pass them on to Charlie, and I will because Charlie's not a big social media guy. He's not on Twitter.
No.
I don't know that he's. I don't think he's on Facebook. If he is, it's under an alias or
right.
something. But I will pass all that on to him because I know that would make him feel great.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny people, this has been just the strangest couple of weeks with the loss of two comedic heavyweights.
Huge losses.
Yeah. First, Robin Williams. And that one kind of occurred in a gap between our shows, so we weren't really able to address it previously. And now, just last week, Joan Rivers. And, you know, I was one of those people when I saw that she had gone into the hospital after a procedure and she was on life support, obviously that's very serious. But I really thought, well, you know, this will be a rough patch and she'll get through it and she'll be back. And so I was really surprised when she passed away.
But yeah, I wasn't really surprised because they were leading certain things in the newscast saying they're talking about taking her off life support and they were talking about moving her into another room. And it sounded like on the one hand, she's recovering. On the other hand, if you're talking about taking someone off life support, that doesn't necessarily sound like a good thing.
So when you heard they may be moving her into another room, you thought it was at a funeral home. You jumped right to that conclusion.
No.
A refrigerated room?
No.
No, too soon?
I thought of it more like a holding pen.
Yeah, I see.
A holding pen, yeah. Purgatory.
Because we don't know which way she's going, so we're ready for either. We probably, you know, this started out with you. You were going to be very reverential.
Yeah,
but,
already.
But there's no way.
No, well, you're right,
and,
right.
And I also thought that she was in for more plastic surgery.
Well,
and she wasn't really.
No, she wasn't. It was a throat procedure on her vocal cords because my original thinking was if this is more cosmetic surgery, like to clean up the neck or something like
yes.
that, and she dies as a result of that, oh my God, that's awful. It's mm-hmm. awful.
But what if it was cosmetic surgery because she wanted her vocal cords to look better?
Yeah. She wanted the vocal cords of a 30-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm inclined to agree with Tony. There's something about her, and she has been so omnipresent for nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
And working, what I heard, 300 dates a year
oh, yeah.
into
crazy.
Her 80s. It was going to take something more than a health issue to kill
yeah,
this
yes.
woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
But somewhere in my mind, I thought, well, she can beat this.
Well, you know what? And right. I don't mean to speculate.
However, here he goes.
Well, you know, they are investigating the clinic where she was having the procedure. She was in a clinic to have something done to her vocal cords. Now, that right there sends up a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to be in a hospital doing that.
Well, for me, the red flag was that clinic was run by a veterinarian. I thought that was a mistake.
I thought when I saw it was the Conrad Murray Clinic, I thought that was not a good sign.
Wow. Conrad Murray Clinic for very sleepy dogs. Right.
But, you know, they're being investigated now.
They are. And
one of the concerns, they did do an autopsy on Joan, and they found no obvious cause for death. So now they're going to the toxicology reports, and the first thing that jumped out to me was, well, you know, if they sedated her, and what did they use on Michael Jackson?
Propofol.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
I came up with that awfully quick. Yeah.
You did. Yes, you did.
Well, you know, like Elvis, you use it to go to sleep at night
and to wake up.
And to wake up. But I mean, if it's something like that, then oh my goodness, this is going to be terrible. Terrible.
I don't want all that to come out
either,
you know, because it always seems to, like something really bad happened that we didn't know about.
I don't mind it coming out, but I here's what I don't like, and we reported it Friday on the news when I was at work. I don't like that I don't like the obvious jump to the autopsy. And, you know, 1 minute the person's with us and we're talking about, oh, Joan Rivers, I loved her. And then the next day I'm literally on TV reporting the autopsy's been completed.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what that means. And it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's all opened up and everything.
Yeah. You can see organs and stuff.
Yeah. It's not good.
Question for you fellas. She was 81, I guess, when she died.
Yes.
And she had been on record already saying that she's had a long run.
Yes.
And if something is to happen, she's had a great life. But 81, I think it was Letterman who said, it's not as old as it used to
be.
No.
And this is being said by someone who's 67, right. So I'm sure he has a rooting interest.
He has a vested interest, right. Yeah.
Do you think that 81 is a pretty good run?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Yeah.
My mother's 83, and she's still driving into New York every day and running around like crazy and very energetic. And I don't.
Well, she has nothing to do. She's just running into.
She doesn't
New York
even know she's driving.
Right,
she
went,
but she's in the car and she goes through the Lincoln Tunnel and she still has Easy Pass.
So you're gonna let her drive until what? The credit on the Easy Pass is up.
I'm gonna let her drive till we don't hear from her again.
Well,
and I love her too, so I don't really know why I'm saying this.
It was a good run. 81 is old, you know. She had a good run.
Yeah, I
think
agree.
81. I don't think 81 is old if you've really taken care of yourself and you hope for the best. There's certain things that can happen that you can't predict, but. Look, you know what? We're not getting any younger, so of course I'm thinking 81 is a spring chicken.
Yeah, the closer you get to any of this now, I'm not an old man. I'm not an old
man.
Oh
my God!
I'm not an old
man. I got to get a sip of something.
Yeah, let's both step back.
But
yeah.
I'm at the age
I've known
where
him a long time.
Every time I hear about a celebrity death, and when they say the age, I automatically compute: if I die that age, that means I've got 16 years left. Or I've got 23 years.
I do that.
Yeah.
I absolutely do that.
And I don't like it. It's.
I've already outlived Elvis by 14 months.
Wow. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Right now they're applauding at Graceland.
No, but I absolutely do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a morbid streak that we have in us, but I definitely try to compare myself to celebrity
death. Think it's a fear of death.
Yeah,
I don't think it's morbidity. I think
and
it's
not wanting it to be that close.
Here's
what I wanted to say about Joan, because people have talked about her ad nauseum over the last couple
of
days.
Yeah, so what are you going to say that's different? Go
ahead. Well, here's what I like about her, coming from a comedic perspective.
Oh, so this will be funny?
I'm not saying that. don't put these pressures on me, Gary.
You two are brutal.
You've only listened to it. Now you're actually in the room with the daggers out.
Welcome to our room, Dean Martin.
Here's what I think, why I think she persevered and lasted so long. She continued to, she changed. Every decade, she changed into a new persona. When we first met Joan Rivers, she was the housewife dealing with her wife, her husband, Edgar.
And frumpy. She was kind of frumpy, you know?
Yeah, those early Tonight Show appearances, it was all about that.
Skinny frumpy. I don't mean like heavy. I just mean she dressed down, you know?
Yeah. She was common.
Glamorous.
She dressed common like a housewife would.
Yes.
And it was
great.
And then she morphed into, she was the big, you know, can we talk Rivers of the 80s and the 90s. And then turned into this, you know, celebrity basher, which I will say for me, she became more mean-spirited to me in her comedy at the
end.
And
I think that was trying to stay current, but that didn't serve her very well,
because
she didn't come from that. And everybody says, all the women comics say, that she was the beginning.
I
don't know if Phyllis Diller was out. Moms Mabley was out. I don't know if anybody remembers
her. I know Moms Mabley.
But Joan Rivers has given the credit by all of the young women comics today.
So
I think she was trying to keep up with that.
Yeah.
I don't think she needed to.
Yeah.
The reinvention thing was so great. You know what else you didn't mention is she really dominated reality TV and came out smelling like a rose.
How do you do that?
Yeah, that's not easy to do, but she won Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
And then also she launched And she launched that jewelry line on QVC or whatever.
QVC, yeah.
And, you know, these are constant reinventions. And again, she was relevant for nearly 50 years.
Absolutely.
She did what she wanted to.
Yeah.
Just want to play one quick clip. What do we have, Rob, from Joan Rivers? Is it early?
This is a more recent Joan Rivers, but of just her at her best with the setup and the punch. So well done. Talking about her mother-in-law.
All right, let's play
Joan Rivers.
Because I had to, was over there, I was before me, but I also cremated my mother-in-law. And it was, to cremate your mother-in-law? You don't know. You should never know this. And I was flying and I took the plane directly, Montreal, London, to Montreal, and I'm flying back. I thought I should have waited till she was dead, and I was just but She was always said, I want to be cremated, I want to be cremated, and I had the time between rehearsal and time management. Am I wrong? And right away, I'm not dead. I'm, oh, shut up. It's not always about you, you damn bitch. I'm not dead.
Wow, that's great. Joan Rivers, yeah. May she rest in peace.
Same.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what that reminds me of? As long as she was sort of being mean about herself, always perfect, always fine.
Great. Yes.
That was great. Self-deprecating humor works
absolutely
all the time.
Right. And she did continue to do that, so that did help. That did help. She joked about the plastic surgery and all that kind of thing as well. We have a guest today, and we're kind of excited. Rob, yes, if you would bring her in, because number one, she is our first in-studio guest.
Right.
Yep, all of our other guests have been on the phone.
Why is Rob Ford going out to carry her in?
Hey,
I don't get it.
Hey! Shoot, baby!
Oh, there's her intro music. Joining us today on the show is my colleague and coworker and dear friend, the lovely, the talented Annie Yu of Fox 5 Morning News. I'm sorry,
hello.
Fox... What is it called now?
Fox 5 News.
You don't know where
morning.
You work.
Fox
really, look
5.
At the bottom of the check, Tony. It says it right
really.
There.
No, wow. Hey, Rob, what check?
She's a... that's right.
Annie is on the morning show. Hi, Annie. Welcome. We are happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
And did you just turn over notes? Did you bring notes?
You're not going to read something,
Listen,
are you? We
you
don't do that.
You know me well. I am always prepared.
But we're going to ask you.
I have my own agenda.
But we wanted
no,
to.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Right, I don't.
Annie has to go now.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. That was great, Annie. That was such a good interview.
that was a cute laugh. Annie is, now some of our listeners are not in the area. Annie, I've worked with Annie for 9 years now. And when I came back to Channel 5 after leaving Good Morning America, I started at Channel 5, went to GMA, came back 9 years ago. Annie was working the assignment desk, right? Yeah.
I was an assignment editor.
Yeah.
And then I think they put me out there to field produce for you a couple times.
Yes.
And I slowly...
How'd that go?
You know what? A
oh,
lot
you
of
too.
People...
You could probably
me.
Talk.
Tony, I can't see you very well, but Tony, a lot of people warned me.
What?
No, I'm kidding. You know, whenever they get defensive, you know what that means right now.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I think Tony and I had an instant click. Am I right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, No.
Sure we did, if you say so.
No, I didn't mean it, though.
That came off so well. Tony and I got along really well when I first started as his producer. He talked to me about a week later.
No, I learned so much from Tony, and I have to credit a lot of my work ethic to Tony as well. He made me a better producer, a better writer.
Gary, these are the kinds of things that you should say.
And I'm being
Tony made me taller.
Honest.
I can't think of anything else, really.
And Tony has the ability to bring out the funny in you. Mm-hmm. You don't really think you're funny or, you know, you kind of doubt your sense of humor.
Annie, you can be on this show every week.
I think we
because
just,
this
we
is
clicked.
The kind
I think
of,
I'm out of a job.
Short,
we
really.
Are clicking right
go
now.
Go with me back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
So,
should we leave
let
now?
Let me check that off my nice list too. Here.
Yes. Suck up to Tony. That was at the top of the
it's
list.
It's the Tony Perkins Show featuring Annie Yu.
And no, we are not related.
No.
She's got it down.
She's got it all down. Gary will be parking the car.
Here's what I want to say about Annie for those of you who
here's
don't
know.
Here's
what I want to say about Annie.
Annie is, when I got there, she was on the assignment desk. She is now.
She'll be back soon.
Well, she's anchoring. She anchors the.
It's insane.
The anchor. Yeah, it is insane.
It's
she anchors
insane.
The weekend edition of Fox News Morning.
Mm-hmm.
She is a regular. Anchor, feature reporter, what have you, on the 3 days a week now on the morning show.
I have off Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah, because they moved you to the weekend. So she is a rising star. You watch the channel, Rob. You
all
know.
The time. And I have a question. Is it common to start at the assignment desk, which is essentially an off-air position, and get to be on television?
No, and that's my story, my journey, is that you know, the traditional way is to start in a small market 180, what have you, and you work up. And if you're going to be a reporter, you crank out those resume reels to different markets. But for me, I started right in a top 10 market. I actually got the job. Catherine Green, mm-hmm. who is formerly also CNN, she offered me a...
She was our news director.
Yeah. At the time, she offered me a position a day before I graduated and said, you know, you can run the prompter, you can run scripts, you can kind of just be our news assistant. Mm-hmm. And I struggled with that because I thought, am I doing myself a disservice by starting in a top 10 market as pretty much a gopher?
Right.
Or should I really pursue my dreams at age 21 and go for it full force? But my mom said, why wouldn't you take this opportunity in a top 10 market? You don't
Your
have...
Your mom said that?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take this opportunity
right.
in a
she
top
said,
10 market?
She said, you know, there's no rule that says you have to go to a small market. Just right. make it your story. And so that's my message to a lot of the young up-and-comers is forget the old school way.
Yeah.
Rules are made to be broken and be a trendsetter. I'm not saying that I am, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that every journey is different.
Our journeys are actually a little similar.
They are, mm-hmm. because you were a desk assistant.
Yes, I was.
First job, right?
Yeah, that's right. My first job was a desk assistant at ABC News here in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then it took a, you know, kind of circuitous route because I went to comedy and all that kind of stuff.
You fixed that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I, but you know, I my career has been in Washington, my hometown. And I did not have to start in Poughkeepsie or someplace mm-hmm. like that. So it is unusual.
And doesn't Channel 5 have a pretty good reputation of promoting from within?
Yeah, I would say they do.
I would say as of late, yes, more than ever.
Yeah,
right, Tony?
Yeah. They promoted me. You know, I was, you know.
That says something.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
Does it? What
willing
does it
to
say?
Take risks.
Wait a minute,
you know
Gary.
What? You know what?
Wait a minute.
So I said, that says something. And Tony looked at me and he goes, yeah, it does. And then I got a sideways look. I was like... Wait a minute. I think that was a put down.
Tony's a little slow sometimes. Is that what Andy
just
said?
But only sometimes.
Only sometimes.
The reason I asked about your mom, yes, I'm sorry, Gary.
No. I was just breathing.
And, you know, the older you get, the louder the breathing
sure.
is.
When you stop hearing it, let me know.
Because you'll be in the other room.
The cold room.
Don't worry, I'll perform
That's
CPR.
Right. That's right.
Your parents were born in Korea, right?
Correct.
Right.
Seoul, the capital.
Seoul.
I was born in
Korea.
Seoul, right. I'm a Seoul sister. And so we came here when I was 3.
Okay. So you were born in Korea.
Right. I was born in Seoul.
Okay.
My sister and I.
Yeah.
And we came to the States when I was 3. Mindy was 6. And we were raised in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents came here with very little, $5,000 maybe, and just a suitcase full of our clothes. They sold the furniture. They packed a few family heirlooms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember always having a comfortable life because my parents worked hard. And when I say hard, I mean they worked multiple jobs, 12 hours a day.
When I met you, didn't your parents run this sounds
business.
Cliche. They can I say was it a Korean carryout?
No, it wasn't Korean, but it was a carryout. But
was it a Jewish deli?
What was it?
No.
Was it?
No. Wait, it was Sarah's Seafood House on Georgia Ave by right across from Banneker High School.
Oh.
And
they
it's
had
so funny,
pastrama,
Tony.
You wouldn't believe.
Tony,
brisket,
flunkin, beef flunkin.
The
delicious
only thing
flunkin.
Asian they sold was fried
assumption.
Rice. That's the only Asian thing they sold. And the moment they took it off the menu, people came flying through the doors. Looking for fried rice.
Yeah, well.
Because they like the fried rice with the chicken.
Well, I think they should have called it Korean carryout, but spelled carryout with a K.
No,
it seems like
you.
Such a natural.
Hey, look, I think it's kind of. We can maybe have fun with this, right?
Yeah.
Koreans are known.
No, not at all. As you can see, we're not having
Koreans
any fun.
Are...
It's not what we do.
Yeah, that's a
Look,
different
Koreans
job.
Are known for having either a cleaners, a deli, a yogurt
a
shop.
A nail salon?
No, that's Vietnamese.
Oh, okay.
They have that on lock.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, they've
and
locked
so...
that market down.
Wow.
So like if a Korean wants to open a nail salon, are the Vietnamese like, hey.
That's our territory.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so glad that I didn't like walk into something here because I was going to ask you for a manicure.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't. Aren't you glad I didn't go there?
Oh, no.
Again, nice save.
Because that would have been inappropriate. I just want to ask you something, though, because
wait a minute. I'm keeping a checklist here.
I get a little
Koreans.
I get a little lost in stories sometimes where I stick on one thing. Could I just jump back a little bit? Because I love what you're saying. I'd like to know how much they got for the furniture.
I would also like to point out. I do want to point out.
What? What's wrong? I'm asking a question. My family is in retail. My family's in retail.
The man is looking for a divan. Please let him know.
I like furniture. I just
now I do want to point out that there's a difference in generations here because typically. Oh. The stories that we would hear of the immigrant families coming over would be, my parents came over and they had nothing. They had a nickel in their pocket and a suitcase.
Those are my grandparents.
Yeah, your parents came over with a suitcase and $5,000. That's pretty good.
It sounds like they won a game show.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Well, they were on the Korean version of Family Feud. It
were
was
they
hilarious.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They so
were?
Funny. They have pictures to prove it. It's just a total knockoff of the American
oh my
way.
Goodness.
I thought you were the first one in the family that did TV, but apparently not.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you've described your mom before, and she sounds, I think I've seen her. Have I met her? I don't think I've met
you
your mom.
You may have seen a photo of my mom.
Yeah. She's a cute,
aww,
but she's.
Aw, thanks, Tony.
She is, but she's very traditional, right?
She is very traditional.
Yeah.
Strict. And so that's the environment I grew up in, obviously. Mm-hmm. The moment I walked in the front door, I became Korean. I spoke to them in Korean. I ate Korean food, followed their Korean ways. And mm-hmm. so it was a struggle growing up because your friends are all American. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself more Westernized. Mm-hmm. So it was always a struggle growing up. But, you know, I think a lot of my Korean ways have helped me in my career, as in my parents worked, again, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's mm-hmm. completely normal.
The work ethic.
Right. It's completely normal to work on holidays.
The bowing to your superiors. That's,
that's why I bow to you. And so...
yeah.
And so
I bowed to him once, too, but it's just because I thought I dropped something.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
No,
with that.
Not on our show.
I'm glad you went in the direction you went.
He hoped.
So the work ethic and all of that.
Right.
Okay.
Can I ask her something?
Please do.
Yeah, because I can't get a word in edgewise.
I'm sorry.
It's not about the furniture, is it?
No. Okay.
Your line of questioning so far has been suspect.
Well, you know.
Yeah, really.
Can I have a manicure? How much did you get for the furniture?
I take chances, you know. Someone will come after me at some point. You said so that before we even got here. Annie, my dear, before we even got here, you said something very funny and very real about, you know, Asian, being Asian, and people generalizing. You know, you said something earlier that somebody confused you for Connie Chung.
Oh, many people.
So listen to this. It happens a lot then that she gets confused, that she's confused for Connie Chung. Mm-hmm. And okay, she's Asian. Okay, Annie's very pretty. Mm-hmm. She's 30 to
years
40
younger.
Years younger
than
Connie Chung. Where are these people? What are they thinking? What is the story there?
Honestly, I have no idea, but it's either Connie Chung or Julie Chen, those two.
But you know what? That's all people
and
have
I think
as a
it
reference.
Says something. It says that there's not enough Asian representation on television, mm-hmm. maybe, that they have to go back 40 years
40
or whatever
years.
To dig up the last Asian American.
It's the only one
journalist.
They know, so they go, "Oh yeah, aren't you Connie Chung?"
But hopefully through this show we will be able to promote
we can write
you
that.
Do have an agenda. Yes. She's coming. You know what? She's all. If you notice, it's all goody goody.
No,
oh, the
I'm
work
kidding.
Ethic.
No,
right.
Stop
I
it. You're
going to
make
a...
the listeners think that, you know.
What?
Listeners, can you hear me out there?
Yes, they hear
They're
you.
Listening, yes.
Yeah. I'm really happy to be here. And
you're going to be so big, people are going to confuse you for Jimmy Fallon.
Well, right?
you're gigantic.
My
star.
Question is when they ask if you're Connie Chung, do they wish you then good luck on Spencer Christian's podcast?
Yeah.
What a nice callback, Rob Spiewak. He's a pro. He's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Oscar, be careful. I'm sorry, Oscar, we love you, but we're fickle. It's show business.
You, Gary, said you're going to be a big thing, and that's
you
one
are.
Of the reasons I wanted
you
to. I mean, you're a friend.
You guys are so amazing for saying that.
Well, no,
but
you are.
Look at your career. It started, and it does take time to get to where you are right now. This was not an overnight thing, so don't let anyone say that to you. But now it's really, I feel it's moving very quickly. You've got a great following, right, on social media. At least that's what you told me.
I mean, I try to be as interactive as possible with people. And mm-hmm. for things like Twitter, I always look at it as quality versus quantity. So it doesn't matter how many followers you have, because some people who have over 30,000 followers mm-hmm. never engage
no,
with
right.
their view
no.
or their Twitter followers.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, are they even getting questions asked because they're so not relatable or approachable or whatever. So I always try to do that with my Twitter followers, for example. But
you're a big tweeter.
I am. And I've tweeted it. A few times. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you know, Rob, your father
is
a big
He is I gotta meet him one day.
Your father's driving programming. he is amazing.
I know you're
the sweetest man.
You're primarily on Twitter, but you also stay on top of Facebook very, very well, and that's my father's domain.
Mm-hmm.
And you are so, again, approachable and engaged that even though he is out of town for months at a time at another house, he can't watch Channel 5, but he still follows pretty much the broadcast by what you put up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's such a fan. And it's not, you know, it's because you are so engaged with, I think, the people that watch you. I think you handle it so, so well. And that is the step that is going to advance you in the big time, I think, in the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different business
now.
Right. It is much more personal.
Different.
Yeah.
People want to know you.
Yes, that's absolutely.
But stay away from my dad. I think Facebook might be a good way to communicate with
just
him.
Leave it at that.
Sure.
I adore your father in the most masculine way possible because he loves this show.
Oh, you two would get on like crazy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
And he's a trivia guy like us,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is. Oh, yeah.
You are the king of trivia. Yeah. We've got to play some trivia games because you and I, you make me laugh so much. when we did the Ice Bucket Challenge, and he knows that I love Laurel and Hardy, I have no idea how he pulled a 1933 Laurel and Hardy thing.
Fantastic.
Where Hardy dumps the water over Stan Laurel's head.
I think it's from Toad in the Hole when they're restoring the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you post that on the Michael Mara page?
I believe so. Annie, we'll be back with something from this century in a moment.
We'll come back to it. Yeah. Annie is sitting, her eyes are glazing over like, what?
I'm used to it. I get this from Oscar during the Michael Mara show.
Listen, I try to stay so current, and there is no way.
No way.
It is great, though. It's Stan Laurel essentially doing the Ice Bucket Challenge.
It's so funny. Rob, home run, man.
Let's put it on. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Cool.
On the show Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Annie, so here's what I want to ask you. The other thing that I remember when we first met, you were with the Redskins. Is it a dance ambassador? You're not a cheerleader.
It's an extension of the on-field squad.
Okay.
So our job was...
You're a player?
No.
Okay. No.
We went to the suites, the owner suites, and we went to do like promotional things. Mm-hmm. We also went to the stands because they incorporated like the birthday shout out. And so we, you know, did that kind of thing. So it's more of the face to face interaction.
Mm-hmm. Was your prime directive to make people not look at the scoreboard?
That's right. Get out there, girls.
One for Rob.
That's good.
But it was a great time. And I did two seasons and I met a great group of girlfriends from it. But, you know, gotta be honest, working for Dan Snyder or Mr. Snyder was a little tough.
Was it?
Yeah, a lot of rules, a lot of you can't do this, you can't do that. And I just felt like, gee, I am a young woman.
Mm-hmm. I am Connie Chung, damn it.
That's right.
You wouldn't treat Julie Chen this way.
after a while, because you know what they do? They weigh you every week.
What?
And if you gain more than 5 pounds, you are benched from the game. So what I discovered was a lot of my second year, so I'm giving you the deets. Looks like,
this
wow.
No.
Could have fired me 20 times.
we're all right,
so what they would do is a lot of the girls would sort of drink a lot of liquids on the day you make it. They kind of weigh you to clock you in, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so you drink a lot so that it gives you a little wiggle room, and that way... 5 pounds,
Oh boy. Now, but you're not, what were you wearing when you were doing this?
Hey.
I like this line of questioning.
What? She's a young woman.
No, because.
What was she wearing? What was she not wearing?
Well, because does it matter? Does it matter? I mean, I'm sure you're
wearing. Well, we have uniforms.
Uniforms, but they're sexy, right?
Pretty much. They're pretty revealing.
Rob, can you dial Rhonda's number?
Come on. This is a reasonable line of questioning given.
I don't know why she's getting a line of questioning.
No, because
he's being a journalist. Let him do it.
Because you know, if they're saying you gain 5 pounds, you're off. Well, I mean, does 5 pounds make a difference?
Oh, and, I mean, you would look like a sausage because it was so skin tight. Do you know what I mean?
Oh. He does.
And so...
yeah. I have to adjust my seat.
I don't really. It kind of ruined the whole image in my head.
No.
Because everything was tight.
Right.
Okay.
Tony just used a hand gesture.
Well, I mean, like,
to express what tight meant. I just want you to know that.
Let's be honest.
Because we wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yes, but here's my thing. You're not the cheerleaders. You're walking around the stands.
Do you see
right?
how long this thing means to him?
Guys, this is serious. Yeah. This is serious.
I know it's serious.
Why does it matter if one of the dance ambassadors, what were you called?
Cheerleader ambassadors.
Cheerleader ambassadors, if you're 110 pounds or 115 pounds.
I don't know. Why did they weigh you at Good Morning America?
Well, it's the NFL, Tony.
Yes.
And so it's kind of seen as this, you know, glamorous position,
know,
if you will. And so there were over 420 girls auditioning for this squad. And you know, you all have to, it's kind of like the prestige, you know, that sort of thing. It's kind of like television.
I guess I'm the only feminist
in the
room.
And then once you get there, you're like... But
the cheerleaders, was there sort of an echelon? Were you above the cheerleaders because you were doing ambassador work?
Equal.
You were equal?
Think.
Equal.
Okay. Yeah.
Did Dan Snyder ever, did he stop by the rehearsal room and peek in and say, hey, what's going on, ladies? That kind
no,
of stuff?
No, he had creepy? His other right-hand man. I think his name was, his last name was Green.
Okay.
Mr.
Probably,
Green,
you don't
I
have
think.
To name him, probably.
He was in the conservatory, I think. With a candlestick? Yeah,
yes.
I thought this was like an interview, so I thought I...
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
no. No.
Sorry, I don't do
that. We don't do that.
Often.
We don't do that.
But
so
yeah,
Mr. Green would come in?
Yeah, he would escort us around
Green.
And stuff.
Yeah, yes. You know, I can relate to this very well because at one point I considered being a cheerleader for women's roller derby.
Oh.
And you know what it was? You know what stopped me from doing it? The tightness of the clothes.
Yeah.
That's why I said no.
Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said I look like a sausage.
I do.
Thing.
I don't look it's not attractive.
It was a good experience.
And I don't know how to roll either. So
oh, you can roll. Hey, Annie, I want to mention a couple of things that you've got coming up because people, you know, they do like to come out and see you. You're doing a thing, Fashion Nova,
yes.
Is that what it's called?
Fashion
what is that
Nova,
all about?
And it's because it's a partnership with Northern Virginia Magazine.
Okay.
And it is one of the biggest fashion beauty events in our area. And it's nice because it's out in Northern Virginia, my area. Mm-hmm. And basically, we'll be out there on Saturday the 13th.
Very good.
One day only from 11:30 to 2.
It's free, right?
It's free.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
We like
and,
that.
And
yeah.
I don't, you know, if your listeners have daughters or even guys that want to come out and kind of know what's going on in the fashion world,
mm-hmm.
it's all local people. And then we're doing makeovers and what's trendy this fall and in winter and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So it's just a good uplifting event that that I'm a part of.
All right. Very good. That's on September 13th. We'll
yeah.
post some information about that. And then on September 20th, you're at the, the Chorus Festival?
Yeah.
K-O-R-U-S. Is that Korea U.S.?
Correct, Tony.
Yeah, all right.
Ding, ding, ding,
he
ding.
Figured that out on his own.
Very yeah, good. Yeah. Good
thank
job.
You, thank you.
Yeah, that's
Core U.S.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Now, I encourage all of you to come out to that.
What's happening there?
Okay, so it's a big celebration of Korean heritage and... And I know this sounds exciting, right? But we
why
have...
did you look at me when you said
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
I did not zone out at all. We're making eye contact.
And Rob's not Korean. I don't know why you look.
Just a little bit.
There's going to be.
We all are.
30,000 people came out last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's at Bull Run Park in
really?
Centerville, Virginia. And
it sounds great.
Yeah.
That's
it's a 3-day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-day celebration. We've got food, K-pop.
K-pop? What's
K-pop?
K-pop?
It's a radio station, isn't it?
Yes.
You're listening to K-pop.
It's Korean pop music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're right.
And so they have celebrities flying in from Korea for this event. We have elected officials from Virginia coming out for the opening ceremony, which I will be emceeing. And so it's a big deal in the Korean community.
Sure.
And I was really honored when they reached out, because this is my first time ever doing something like this. And I'm so nervous. I'm nervous as heck.
Why?
Because I don't know what they want me to say.
Oh,
what
but,
I'm
but you know what?
Do.
You are you're representing for your community. That sounds condescending. I don't mean it that way. But you're
right.
No, you're a TV star. You're doing well. You speak well for.
And you don't look like anything could shake you. I don't really think so.
I'm nervous.
Oh,
and
you'll be fine.
But it'll be fun. And
if it
some
goes badly,
faces,
tell them you're Julie Chen.
That's right.
Good night.
That's
right.
Thank you very much.
Follow me on Twitter, Julie Che.
You can see me on Big Brother. Bye-bye. I hate you people.
That's why I got my eyes done. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good backup plan.
Yeah, that's great.
Always have a plan B.
They could think you're Julie Chen and Connie Chung.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Connie Chung is Chinese. What's Julie Chen?
Chinese.
She's Chinese too?
And I'm, yeah.
And you're Korean, you're a trailblazer.
Can I just go back to something you said earlier?
For a second? The furniture, Gary, it's sold. It is sold already.
Right.
I just have to ask you something about K-pop.
Yeah.
How many K-pop CDs are out?
You laugh, but K-pop is huge.
The biggest hit last year was a K-pop hit. And it was Gangnam Style.
Yes,
by Psy.
If you
Google K-pop and look at some YouTube videos, guaranteed they have done that. Millions and
I have
millions
done that.
Of views.
The Late
fans
at night.
From K-pop, the K-pop fans are crazy.
Yeah,
they
I go on
insane.
YouTube and watch K-pop videos. Mm-hmm.
They cry and they follow you everywhere you go. It's insane, the following.
Would you like to do that? Maybe be a K-pop artist too?
Oh, no. No.
Not
I don't have a. Oh yeah.
Oh, there you go. This is It's the biggest hit last year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
It single-handedly.
And it won't go away.
Yeah. Single-handedly brought back the color dinner jacket.
And you know what's
jacket.
Funny is every wedding or event I've been to and they play this, they all look at me.
Oh,
like, that's terrible.
They all look at me like, all right, Annie,
come
show
on,
us
Annie.
Your Gangnam Style.
Oh man.
And mine sucks. See, I mean, I look like a horse having a seizure or something. My mother.
Have you seen that happen before?
My mom is like, you have to practice your Gangnam Style before you go to this event.
I'm loving your mom.
Yeah, me too.
Your mom sounds very hip.
And so we practice together.
You and your mom practicing Gangnam. Now that I would like to see.
I think it's really sad that people expect you to do it
it's
and know
so
how to
terrible.
Do it. That's
it's terrible.
Yeah. I think it's great that it sounds like her mom's with William Morris. She's like, okay, you can take the top 10 market
mother...
and work on your dancing.
Yeah, really. But that's it.
If my mother knew how to work a computer or a mouse or something, you know, and had more than a flip phone, she would have fun with Twitter and Facebook.
Your mom sounds great. Yeah. She's always sounded great.
Did she tell you to do our show?
Yes.
She did?
And she actually loves
it?
Tony very, very much. Tony, you are her favorite.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hands down.
He's my favorite, too. Did she? What'd she say about me?
Well, she will express her feelings towards you after the show.
Okay.
Is she,
wow, I'm in trouble.
She hasn't met you or know of you yet.
Yeah.
Is she Mrs. You?
Yes.
Mrs. You, I love you, too. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mom.
Gary, do you want
to? I would like you to edit out the manicure comment.
And the furniture.
if you don't mind, Rob, I'll give you $5.
Annie, on the show, and we know you have to go soon. You're the first guest, by the way, who's ever had to go.
Every other guest can
hang out.
I can be fashionably late to the next event.
No, you're very popular.
It's
people
a family expect
as the co-host of the show, though, sometimes I have to go.
You have to go frequently.
I'm not a kid.
We like to play games on this show, and so a little bit of a game show. And so we're gonna start this because we want you to be a part of it. And then, you know, if you feel you have to leave, you have to leave, and we can continue on.
Okay.
I will be your host because this is something I've always wanted to do, host a game show.
Okay, cool.
When I was a little kid, I used to, we would have, like, the concentration board game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I would play that with my mom and my brother, and I would be the host.
And growing up, who was your favorite host on TV?
Is this on camera?
Hugh Downs, the host of Concentration
right, yeah.
back before he was a journalist.
I liked Bill Cullen.
I loved Bill Cullen, original host of The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why was he always behind the podium?
He had polio.
Yes.
Bad leg, right?
A club foot, I think.
Oh, yeah. Club foot.
Let's get him on the phone. I think he's dead. But let's find out if it was a... I need to know if it was a club foot or polio.
Well, don't reveal this. This might be a question. Coming up.
Longtime game show host Bill Cullen suffered with...
Jim Lang. The music sounds like it goes better with Jim Lang.
It does.
This is the dating game. So
that's why.
You're dead on. Yeah.
All right, the contestants for this game will be Gary Stein. Gary, where are you from and what do you do?
Hi, I'm from Korea.
And you're a manicurist.
Yes.
Our other guest from Fox Morning...
Fox News Morning.
Fox News Morning. It used to be Fox Morning News. Now it's Fox News, and that confuses me. Fox News Morning. Annie, you. Annie, thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Annie.
Hi.
And also from the Mike O'Mara Show and Cookies and Cake, two fine podcasts, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Cake and cookies, and thank you.
Cake and cookies, I'm sorry.
Just got to get it right.
Well, I'm cake. I need the top billing.
Can you edit that for me, too, please?
Yeah, we'll be here all night, Rob.
It's the Gary Stein Show featuring Tony Perkins.
We have a number of categories. Our categories for today's game are movie trivia, jazz music,
oh boy,
TV trivia, and Korean history.
How nice!
Ooh. Yes. It just
Gary's
so happens.
What a coincidence.
These are random.
Wow.
These are random categories.
You know, you couldn't have planned that.
Yeah.
You could not
months
have planned
in advance.
That.
Prepared months in advance.
Wait a minute. Also, Beatles trivia. I forgot that.
Oh, cool.
All right. Gary, we did a coin toss before the show. You are the one who did not have a coin on him, so you will start.
Never do. I never do. We'll talk about that later with the boss.
That's an in-joke, folks. Here's your first question, Gary. It comes from the category of movie trivia.
Okay.
The question is, in the Star Wars movie franchise, what is the Emperor's last name?
Chen.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, Gary.
Oh,
Chung?
Shame.
Chung, no. No. No, no, no. That's wrong, too.
That backup plan won't work for you, Gary. It works for me, but not for you.
No, you know what? And you're not, I know you love old movies, Gary. Did you see any of the Star Wars movies?
I saw the first batch, and okay. I loved it.
Yeah, they're sort of new. They're only 40 years old.
New to me.
Annie, you're next to Gary, so you have a chance to steal this one. Do you know what is the Emperor's last name in Star Wars?
If I get this wrong, do I still get another chance?
No,
not on
no,
that
but
question,
you get to
no.
come back again.
Yeah, you can come back.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. Can you guess?
Premature buzzer.
Rob, do you know?
It's Feldman, isn't it? Emperor Feldman?
I thought it was Hershkowitz.
He changed it.
He did?
Yeah.
He was a rabbi at the beginning, right?
And he got promoted.
And he had payas. But in the second movie, they were gone.
That's right. Bad continuity.
In a galaxy far, far away. It was Palpatine.
Oy, it was hot.
Palpatine. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
No,
Annie.
No, wait a minute. Yes. Wait. Paladin was a cowboy show.
Palpatine was the question. Do not talk back to the host. Annie, your category, random categories, is Korean history.
Ah, how nice.
Oh, why'd you do that? Ah.
That's Japanese.
Ah.
Korea, yes. Annie. Korea was inhabited as early as blank in the history of the world. Korea was inhabited as early as blank.
Ah, couldn't you have asked me something easier?
It's a random question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say...
Please, we need an answer.
1500.
That is incorrect.
I'm disappointed.
My mother is doing a face palm.
Right. Gary, would you like a shot at that one?
I'll take a shot at it. I don't know my own history. You know what? I'm going to go out on a. This is a long shot here, but I'm going to say the lower Paleolithic period. I think.
That is right.
Hey!
Whoa!
Very
so
good.
So you are Korean.
Wow. Very good.
I got that?
That is fantastic.
Terry, I'm going to guess my mother's going to love you.
Wow.
So you have nothing to worry about now.
If she hasn't turned off the podcast yet.
Well, for me, you know what? I just kind of used the process of elimination and just kind of went.
That's very
know?
Good. Right. Very
Smarty
nicely
pants.
Done. All right,
making
so Gary has won.
Bad.
He stole one from Annie. Annie has nothing. Rob,
right.
It is your turn.
Okie doke.
Rob, you are going to be answering a question from TV trivia.
Okay.
From the TV show ALF, what does ALF stand for?
Alien Life Form.
That is correct.
Wow.
Very
good
nice.
Good job, Rob.
Rob, that's great.
Very nice. Very nice. Gary, you are going to get...
It's not fair because he never missed an episode of ALF.
ALF. Did you say Ralph?
I was going to say Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason you missed it. You were looking at the
You're
wrong
looking
show.
For Ralph. Where is Ralph?
That was Ralph Cramden.
It's not on the TV guide here.
It was the Honeymooners.
Well, there's another callback. All right, our next question is a sound question where you will have to identify. Rob, if you could cue up for me audio clip number 14. Gary, listen to a few seconds of this, and I want to see if you know what this is.
Boy.
That's enough. Gary Stein.
I'm Traveling Light.
Wow. And who is the artist?
Tony, that was recorded by so many people.
Oh, was
and covered
it?
By so many people. My wife recorded Traveling Light.
Okay, so...
So I think I win anyway, because you know what? You're not fair.
Well, you know what? Also, you didn't let him hear the vocal.
I didn't let him hear...
Oh, was there a vocal?
Let's hear the vocal.
Not sure how far into it.
Is there a vocal?
There, it will ultimately be a vocal.
I'll give you a clue. The vocal's not in yet because she may have been on the floor and not feeling well.
Billie Holiday. Yes.
That is correct. Billie Holiday.
I don't think she was on the floor. I think she was in the bathroom.
You may be right.
Not
all
the
right.
clue I expected.
No. Okay, let's see. We've got TV trivia, Beatles trivia, jazz trivia, and movie trivia. And once again, Annie, Korean trivia has come up for you.
Jeez.
I don't know how
are you spinning
be.
The
I
wheel?
Feel bullied
are you
around
spinning
here.
The
no,
wheel?
No, no. Just this is how it's playing out.
Pop-o-matic.
Here you go, Annie, queen of K-pop. The unification of the three kingdoms of Korea took place in what year? I'll repeat it. The unification of the three kingdoms of Korea took place in what year? Annie, you. She's crying.
I'm about to cry.
This seems pretty
my
easy
mom
to me.
And my dad is going to be devastated.
No, these are
you know what?
Questions.
Actually, I think I got to go.
No, not yet. No, you got to answer.
I know. It's too old.
I know you do have to go, but you have to answer this question. Unification of the three kingdoms.
Yeah, the three kingdoms.
I'd like to
use my standard, Gary Stein card.
That's standard Korean. Gary won't know this. You give me a guess. Give me a year.
Ah, gosh. 1925.
Oh, you should have stuck with... No.
Oh, sorry.
1925 was wrong. So was 1920. Did your parents answer faster on Korean Family Feud than you're going today?
My parents are super smart.
I'm sure they are.
It was a longer show.
My dad is very smart.
Do you think they...
they just didn't pass that down to me.
You're very smart. Do you think they would know the answers to these questions?
Most definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The unification of the three kingdoms of Korea took place in what year? Rob, you get to try this one.
Oh, not a chance. Not a chance.
Well, I know that when the kingdoms came together, that gave them a monopoly and allowed them to sell at lower prices. the unification of the three kingdoms, was it 668?
That's right!
Yes.
Oh, that's
unbelievable. Oh my goodness, I'm so impressed. Now, for the record, I really didn't get a lot of the Korean history because I grew up here. And so, well, you know, my dad always
too.
Used to try to teach me.
Did.
But
yeah,
who listens
too.
To your dad anyway lecturing about... Korean history.
Well, apparently Rob and Gary did.
Yeah.
In the next episode we're going to record, we're going to talk about our favorite kingdoms.
All right, Annie, I'm going to give you an easy one because you have no points. Gary has two. Rob has
Aww.
One. You have no points. I want to get you a point. I want to do, Rob,
yes.
I asked you to prepare some music by another music group that is not
yes,
listed here.
Absolutely.
We're going to play a little bit of a song. Identify the song and the artist, Annie, you. Rob, take it away.
Oh, wow.
She's young. All right, Annie.
That's all we can give you.
Give me the artist and the song.
Well, Tony, I'm going to take a wild guess here.
Oh, have you been prompted? Did someone prompt you?
I'm not saying a word.
Well, she could take a wild guess. She
yeah,
knows
she
me.
Could. Sure.
Okay, who do you think?
The Beatles?
Yes. Why are you laughing? Yes, it is the Beatles.
Eve is good to me, you know she's happy as can
Give her a ding.
Be.
Give her a ding.
She's earned this ding.
Yes.
Raise the roof.
Do you know the name of the song?
No, I do not.
It's called Traveling Light.
So, rare Beatles recording with Billie Holiday.
Right.
It's on the Beatles Anthology 4.
I don't think any of them could stand up.
Annie, I hope we did not get you fired from the Korean U.S. Festival that's coming up. Did you have something to answer for? Annie, you can be seen Wednesday through Sunday mornings on Fox News Morning, Channel 5 here in Washington, My Fox DC Online if you're out of town. What's your Twitter handle?
Annie U Fox 5, and that's just YU.
YU?
Yeah, a lot of people do the YOU or call me Annie Wu. I don't know why.
Annie U,
Annie
YU.
U. Yeah.
And on Facebook?
Annie U Fox 5 DC.
All right. We thank you. We hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you
I am so
much.
Glad
I
that
had
you
so
showed
much
up.
Fun.
Rob, could you walk her out?
And you dressed for the show. Yeah. No one ever dresses like this for the show. So
well,
we thank you.
You know, I do it big.
Thank you.
Or you don't do it at all.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you. Can we have some exit music
you
for
have to
Annie?
Come back. Let us indeed play.
Can we
her
get
her
some?
Oh, I love it.
Do you
Mariah
love this?
Carey.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the Asian Mariah Carey. I had her bangs and everything. And I wore the jean shorts and the plaid and tied at the bottom.
Jeans.
I love it. Oh, I love it so much.
We got to find one of those pictures.
Yeah. Love. Oh.
Yo, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sing. You can sing.
Okay. I'm a little sick.
Sing yourself out.
Oh boy, okay, that's enough.
Okay.
That is next, real.
Wait.
No.
Need a lover to give me.
Wow, she's taking over.
You're a major anchor woman now.
She's taking over.
Rob, take her out.
Excuse me.
Remove her from the studio.
Next contestant, please.
There's no amount of successful manipulation of social media that's going to save her from that.
Fantastic.
I love you guys. You guys are great.
We love you, too.
Thank you.
I appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye.
Thanks, Annie. That was great.
Leave the water because we recycle those.
Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Annie is, you can see her, like I said, on Channel 5. And she is the co-anchors the Saturday show and the Sunday show. Saturday with Wisdom Martin, Sunday with Melanie Alnwick, and it's great stuff. 7 to 9 each morning.
She and Wisdom together is great. Yeah. I love Wisdom.
Yeah,
Wisdom is great.
I
She's
love
great.
Too.
I love Channel 5.
Yeah.
So
she does a lot. She does a lot of work at Channel 5.
She really does.
And you do too.
Yeah, yeah.
But both of you are on the air at Channel 5.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Do you feel I haven't mentioned that enough?
No. No, I think you've mentioned it quite enough. What I was going to say is, I really don't do anything on Channel 5.
No, well, you did the morning show a few weeks ago.
You were on
I
the
saw
morning
you
show
on it.
Yeah, but that was just to promote this.
That's right.
But it went well. They would like you back.
Oh, they would?
They don't want me.
Can
but
I go?
They want you. They want you back.
Can I go today?
No.
Can I? Wait a minute. Can I work with Annie?
Well, you probably could.
I think Tony and Annie are working on a special where they define tight.
Hey, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
This is your very first time working the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. He talks a lot.
What? Oh. Is this scripted?
No. This has been the fastest hour I've
it's
ever
not
been
over.
A part of.
Is it an hour?
No, I think
it is.
Almost we're almost there, but the time has flown by. This has been a blast.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. All right, we do want to get to something else. We thank
okay.
Annie. Gary was, you know, Gary's been here since early yesterday morning, came in early to do the show. And Gary, and you've said this about me, but Gary is easily aggravated by things.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes things...
It's hard to tell. I am easily aggravated
and
by something.
You've been aggravated by something
but this,
in particular.
Well, because this was a big deal. This wasn't like a little tiny
it's
thing.
It's a big deal.
No, I came in, you know, as I do. I come down from Jersey to do the show here in Washington, and, you know, at some point I'll get... you know, some financial reward for that. But, you know, right now it's on me, and I'm good with that. But what I was going to say is that, you know, I pack, and it was nighttime and everything, and I forgot something fairly important. I didn't bring antiperspirant. And so I asked Tony if he would, you know, on the way to, I stay over at his place, but not in the same room. And I said, could you stop? Could you stop and let me pick something up? And so the only thing, you know, 7-Eleven was open, and I went in to get what I like, which is, you know, anything, any antiperspirant that's unscented.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I couldn't, everything that they had there was, you know, Mountain Fresh, cool Rush, Desert Storm, you know, Apple Blossom Time, you know.
Desert Storm, was that in a camouflage?
It was, Desert Storm.
Bottle?
And when I took the cap off, the noise was like, I don't, you know, look, I bought Cool Rush. And I won't say what
and
company.
And this was antiperspirant or Gatorade? I lost.
No.
Okay.
It
no,
could
this
be
was,
either. You're
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know what? It would have been a better idea to slap Gatorade under my arm. But so I bought Cool Rush.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand the stink of perfumed antiperspirants, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I want? Silly me. I just want to smell like me with no BO.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell like a mountain. I don't want to smell like a cool breeze or the ocean roar or anything. I don't know why we are in a place now where we can't just smell naturally or you know, I don't want BO. I love my antiperspirant that's unscented, so I don't have to smell something unnatural.
Right.
So I put it on. I had taken a shower. I put it on, and we went out. We hung out for a while, and then I went to bed, and every time I rolled over, I woke up because the stink of this sweetness was disgusting to me, and it gave me a headache, and I woke him up, and I said, you see what... I didn't even have to. I get no room at all. And I said...
That's why I was awake already.
And I said, as anybody would do, I said, smell this! And he said, oh, what is that cool rush? And I said, I knew there would have been an open CVS, 24-hour CVS. He goes, no, let's stop at a 7-Eleven. So yeah, and you know, so that aggravates the hell out of me that I have to smell like something. You've decided... as a marketer, right? And you get paid a lot of money to say that Cool Rush is really what I need to smell like.
Now, here's the great thing about that. What does Cool Rush mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what? It's one of the things. When my wife was trying to figure out a color to paint the house, she brought home one of those paint chips, and she says, I've pretty much decided on Wind Drift.
Wind Drift? I love Wind Drift.
like someone's going to come in the house and go, hey, is this Wind Drift?
Exactly.
Yeah. And are you wearing Cool Rush? This is a fantastic home.
I didn't know they made that in a deodorant.
I got to tell you, when we stopped at 7-Eleven, this is absolutely true, and Gary was in there like 6 minutes.
Longer.
And I could see there's a conversation going on with the guy behind the desk. I'm like, what are they talking about? Gary looked slightly agitated. I thought, what's happening? He's only buying deodorant. Then he came out with a frown on his face.
And I said, Mr. Patel had no other deodorants but the ones that were perfumed. And I don't wear these.
Yeah. Well,
but he was very helpful.
This is what you said. This is what this is what his line was. I said, What's wrong? What's going on? What's wrong is everything has got a name and a smell, and I don't want to smell like anything else. I just want to smell like me. It was great.
And you know, I can't. People do this too. I don't know why we have to fake it. A lot of people in their houses have that electronic that you plug it in, and the whole house smells like lilacs, right?
I hate that.
And it gives me a headache. Mm-hmm. Now you can also walk in. You know, I'm not shy. If you haven't noticed, you walk into the bathroom, and they've got it wired for lilac.
Yeah,
and it's because. Yeah. You know, something might smell in there, and it may not smell like lilacs, and they think, well, we can't have that. No. So maybe you do a little something besides washing your face in the bathroom, and you come out. Now, the next person going in, I swear, the next person going in within the next 20 minutes is not going to say, boy, are those beautiful lilacs. They might say, I never smelled a lilac that smells like that. Because I'm all for covering up like anybody, but if you're not using Lysol, Cool Rush isn't going
to
do it.
Yeah, like, why do we have to do that in the bathroom? We know what happens in the bathroom.
You're not fooling anybody.
Right,
no.
That's right. Have you ever had this? No, I have had this. You're in the bathroom. You're doing, you know, what comes naturally in the bathroom,
right?
You're in there for a few minutes, you know, maybe several minutes, depending on if you have reading material, and you hear the thing go off, the little spritzer.
Yeah.
And I was a little insulted.
Well, I think it's more of a timing thing. I don't think it has a detector.
I thought it was a judgmental thing.
No, I don't think it was
really
about you.
Bad.
Now, I have to say, I don't go into a bathroom very often because I don't produce any waste. But I know other people do, so you have to have bathrooms.
And people listening to the show know that that's not true. You do produce some waste. And on that note,
good note it is.
On that note,
he got the last laugh.
Rob Ford Jr., it has been a pleasure having you here today. We didn't get to hear much from you, but maybe next time. Rob Spiewak, I hope you enjoyed sitting in. I happen to know that Oscar says he's busy. Maybe Oscar's bailing on us.
I think suddenly he's not that busy.
He's not got a great attention span this one.
So maybe you can join us next week, too.
I tell you what, let's do another one.
All right.
All right.
We thank Annie Yu for coming in, Gary. As always, it's a pleasure.
Do you mean that?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm not crazy about the cool rush, but other than that, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure as always.
We thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
The Tony Perkins Show, a Moore Broadcasting presentation. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.